You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's up, Brooklyn?
Oh, not a lot. Just dropped off my kids.
Where? Like just on the side of the street or something?
No, at school.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Come on, Jer, school.
I thought maybe you just dumped him at Target or something and took off.
Hey, some days I do want to, though.
No joke. I feel you.
I feel you.
Now, what are you, five?
Five, yes. Aging from 16 to 2. So.
That's quite the spread.
That's.
Yes, it is.
That's insane. I don't know how you do it.
She does it just fine.
Me either, some days. Most days, I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. No. What's the, what are the middle kids into these days?
Sports. Their favorite teams are the Broncos and the Warriors. So.
All right.
They're real big sports fanatics, my kids.
It's funny, all for right. a second I thought you said forts, like
building forts.
You know, you pull all the cushions off the couch.
They do play video games too, like Fortnite. So
okay, kind of, another yeah. there's a fort. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, what are you doing with the rest of your day now?
Oh, I'm gonna go get ready to go to work now. Time to be an adult.
Just the never, worst decision it never I ever ends. Made. It never ends, does it? Don't grow up. It's a trap, right?
Yeah. I know. I tell my kids all the time, I don't know what I was thinking, wanting to grow up, but here I am, and it's the worst decision I ever made.
They're like, thanks for the motivational talk, Mom.
Hey, I try to tell them, stay as young as possible. You really don't want to grow
up. That's right. I've had that conversation with my kids, too. It's like, enjoy just going to school every day, you know? Just enjoy it. Learn all you can. And
oh, please. We were all kids. We didn't want to hear these things from our parents. I mean, you know, it's so funny. Yeah. The stuff that we rolled our eyes, we're now saying. I mean, it's
yep.
Yeah, you just hope it sticks.
It's really weird how it like goes full circle. Like you said, you're mad at your parents for things that they say and don't let you do it. Now here we are,
here
in the same
are.
Boat, doing the same mm-hmm. thing. So.
Oh, life.
I don't know.
It's the cruel joke, right, of life, you know? And oh well.
But all the single people without kids right now are like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Not my problem.
All the dinks who are listening right now, they are laughing their asses off. So you got five kids. Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
My oldest, actually, my daughter. She's the easiest, and they fight about it all the time. And, yeah, she's definitely my favorite. She does what she's told. She's a good kid. She helps me. So,
that's
yeah.
good.
I'm
that's huge.
I'm scared she's gonna abandon me when she goes off to college, though. So I've had to.
She is going to
probably
abandon
will.
You.
Yes, yeah. she will. Yeah. She'll be partying and you know,
yeah.
doing what they do in college.
I know. I'm already having the depression. Next year, I'm gonna be a mess. So.
Oh, Brooklyn, I'm sorry. Well. All right, listen, let's play some rattle off. For everyone who's holding, and the lines are full, thank you to everyone who called in. Even if we get a winner, don't hang up. We still want to go down the line and talk to everybody, so please don't hang up. We'll see how Brooklyn does, though. 10 seconds.
Hold on, I'm so scared.
You're so scared.
Okay.
What? Take a breath.
Okay.
You've popped out five children. You've popped yeah. out five kids.
How can you be nervous about this? You got to go home to five children later.
This is nothing.
Yeah, it is.
I guarantee you, you will not get pregnant when you play this game, okay? It's going to be fine.
Well, thank you.
No, it happened once.
Well, we don't. Nah, that was an accident.
It did happen once.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's
not. You will not get pregnant, so you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't even think about the over 1 million people who are listening to you and judging you right now, okay?
Okay. No more pressure.
All right. Now, this one, we do acknowledge that it is rather subjective, but let's be real about it. 10 seconds, Brooklyn. Five foods that stink. Five foods that don't smell good. Ready? And go!
Tuna, eggs, cheese, raw meat, and let's go. I don't know! Ah!
Oh, no! You got four! I needed a steamed broccoli in there. Steamed broccoli. Oh, that cauliflower rice is nasty, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I
egg salad. I would have accepted egg salad.
Well, she said eggs.
She said egg and then egg salad. I mean, that's two different things.
Hey, would
that's
you true. Accept it if I would have said like tuna and then fish? Because they're two, you know, they're different.
I would have accepted.
Yeah,
it.
We would have accepted that.
Yeah.
But oh, darn, like we it. Had, darn it.
So we had trout last night. It's one of Gretchen's specialties is making this trout, and we always make it on trash night.
Mm-hmm. Smart move.
So, that's smart.
Yep. Right. So the barrels go out on Wednesday night, you know, get rolled out to the curb. So that is usually when it's going to be fish night.
Yeah, that's smart.
And it's gone and just a memory. Well, Brooklyn, we loved talking with you. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too. I'll try again next time.
All right.
We'll be here.
See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Here's TJ. TJ, what are you doing?
I am driving my daughter to school right now.
Are you?
How many do you have?
I have two. I have a 2-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Wow. What's the 12-year-old into these days?
What are you into these days? She's into soccer. Really into soccer.
Soccer, okay.
All right.
Yeah, she was mad that I didn't call in to get the Rapids tickets earlier.
Oh, that's right, for Boys Against the Girls.
Yeah.
Darn it.
I stopped it on my son, though, so yeah, I didn't have time.
Well, you know what? You're a good dad. You'll just buy her tickets and you'll go. It's going to be pretty weather on Saturday. The family
yeah,
can all
go,
go out and watch the Rapids home opener.
Don't be a cheapskate.
Come on, TJ.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate it.
And I think you should let her.
My to-do list.
Yeah, I think you should let her bring a couple friends, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I should bring them all. Yeah, just invite everybody, right, Matt?
Why not? You're a good dad.
And you know what? If you don't, you're not a good dad. You don't love your daughter.
It's plain and simple.
What's your daughter's name?
It's Madeline.
Madeline, not Madeline, but Madeline.
That's cute.
Madeline, yeah.
All right, well, hand her the phone.
There you go.
Hi.
Hey.
So now, normally you got to be 18 to be on the Dom and Jeremy show, but Madeline, I want to chat with you a little bit. What does your dad do that embarrasses you the most, do you think?
That's hard because he does a lot of other things that embarrass me. But probably the main thing is probably
just breathing.
I don't know. It's
just
hard.
Being there.
All right, I asked a tough question,
honestly.
I guess. Well, listen, if he does not get you tickets for the Rapids game this weekend, then he does not love you, okay?
And he hates your friends.
He loves me either way. Don't say that.
No,
I don't know.
True. If he really loved you, he'd buy these tickets for you. So
and
just
get
remember
you a new
that,
soccer
okay?
ball. Brand new soccer ball, too.
Mm-hmm. And new cleats, everything.
Well, see you later. Put your dad back on.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you give the phone back to your dad, listen, you cannot help him with this, so no cheating, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You got to sit there and just zip your lip. All right, now hand the phone back to him.
All right. Hello?
Hello?
Like Madeline. Yeah.
She's cute.
Yeah. Cute kid.
I love her very much. She didn't sell me out too hard there.
Yeah. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, now listen, TJ, these can be real people. They can be fictional people. They can be alive. They can be dead. It doesn't matter. But we want five famous people named George. Five famous Georges. Ready? And go!
George Washington, George, oh my goodness, does Boy George count?
Yep.
George of the Jungle.
You got three.
You snuck in that third one, yeah.
I needed a George W. or a George Bush. George Clooney.
Curious George.
Yeah,
Curious George.
I down the whole George line.
Yeah.
Darn it, man.
Well, you know.
You really are a bad dad.
Yeah.
Bad dad.
Listen, you and Madeline have a great day. Thank you for listening together, and thanks for calling. All right, buddy?
You too.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Leslie, are you a parent as well?
I am.
How many?
Boys. One, two, actually.
You forgot about one there for a second.
Well, one's a stepson, so, you know, yeah. Two,
that's fine. Okay, I figured so, maybe that's what the case was.
So he's not your favorite. The other one is your favorite.
They're both my favorite in their own way.
Mm-mm. Rejected.
Very PC of you.
Nah, reject. Reject. What are you up to today?
Well, I just left my job because we're slow, so I'm going to my other job so I don't have to go on Saturday. Ding, ding.
Ding.
Win-win.
You got a dog barking like crazy in the background. What job? Why did you leave your job today? You were slow?
It was slow. It was going slow today.
Yeah. What is that job?
There's just too many people. It's fine.
What was that job?
I'm like, well, I got another job I got to go to on Saturday, so I can go today.
Leslie, what is the job that is slow today?
It's a checking in patients at a orthopedic center.
Oh, and you had too many people there doing it, and so you were like...
We have too many people there to work. We have very little patients today, so we're going to be slow.
Oh, all right.
They're going to send someone home, and I'm like, arms up, yep.
So you went to your second job, which is what?
I'm changing my clothes to go to my second job, which is the office admin at a infrastructure cabling company.
Whoa. At a what company?
Infrastructure?
Yes, well, you just get your Wi-Fi, all that crap from, you know. Cabling.
Cabling company.
Oh, okay, guys. How do you balance both those jobs?
I manage it. I don't know.
You make it work.
No, but I mean,
guess,
schedule wise, I mean, do they know about each other, obviously? And you're like, hey, I have to be at this place on Thursday. I'll be
on
Saturday.
I'm always at the one place, the 9 to 5 I'm always at. And I usually go in the evenings or the weekends to catch up at the other job. And because it's flexible, I've got great bosses.
You are a hard-working lady, aren't you?
Very. And then a couple kiddos on top of that. And
well.
Bills need to be paid, man.
That's right.
I'm also very energetic and high-strung, so there.
That's good. Then you need to stay busy, right?
Down on the bag.
Bills don't ever seem to have a slow day, do they?
No.
Okay,
I've won.
How old are those?
I'm prepared.
How old are those two kids?
20 and 22.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're doing their own thing then.
Well, you can go out and drink with your kids. That's fun, isn't it?
I'm too old. I go to bed early.
Well, you can drink at 5 p.m.
You can have a beer at like 4, too, yeah.
we're meeting for dinner at 3:30, kids.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Leslie, are you ready for us?
I hope so.
Oh, come on now. And Dave and Javier, stay on the line. Even if Leslie gets it, we'll still want to talk to you. And I think, Leslie, you'll get this one. This one's pretty easy.
Okay.
10 seconds. Give us the names of 5 magazines. 5 magazines. Ready and go.
People, Home and Garden. But... No, I drew a blank.
Uh-oh.
You work at a doctor's office. I mean, there's a doctor's office.
Under pressure.
You probably have like 20 magazines sitting there at the doctor's office.
Car and Driver and and...
I know, Car and Driver.
Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And many more.
Cosmo.
Many, many, many more.
Darn it.
I'm glad you called.
I got to chat with you guys for a few.
Yeah, it's very nice meeting you.
Hey, we enjoyed it. You drive carefully and have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you so much. Have a fabulous day.
Hugs and kisses.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She almost dropped an S-word during that.
I know. I was ready. I was ready. She caught herself.
She did. All she got in was the S-H. That's happened before. Hello, Dave. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Are you a parent?
Yes, I am. I have 4 kids, 3 girls and a boy.
Age range?
33 to 25.
Okay, so older kids.
Definitely drink with those
kids. They're adults.
Yeah. It became a lot of fun.
One of them's riding in the car with me right now. We're going skiing up to Copper Mountain.
Hey, that's a good time.
I love Copper. That's one of my favorite places to go shushing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, we'll hit a couple of diamonds, maybe even a black diamond, maybe a double black.
Wow,
well,
you guys are big time skiers.
You're beginner.
Might Show jump out off. Of a helicopter. Who knows? We'll see Show how the day off. Goes. Yeah. I'm trying to sell my skis.
I've only done that once.
You're a show off, man.
How much are the bread bowls of chili costing down at the base these days? Like $26 or something?
Yeah, it's really expensive. We just bring our own food. It's so expensive. We can't even afford it up there.
What are you bringing? I got to know. What are you packing along today?
We're packing ham and cheese and Doritos and chips and nuts and M&M's for dessert.
Solid.
Pretty well-rounded meal there, yeah.
We may judge you on the variety of M&M. Which variety?
Peanut M&M's are the best. Regular peanut M&M's.
That's a solid M&M right there.
I got to say it's number two.
It doesn't beat the pretzel one.
No, pretzel's dead last.
So good. Oh, so good.
The peanut butter M&M is the superior M&M. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like them all. I can't complain. I like them all.
I was so anti-pretzel in like foods like that.
Yeah.
Until Gretch got some of those Trader Joe's dark chocolate covered pretzels, and I think I sent Jeremy a picture.
Oh, you did?
Or something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Good
I
eating.
Like, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's good eating.
Those are good.
That's good eating.
That would be good to bring along a little ski trip, Dave. Some of those Trader Joe's dark chocolate covered pretzels. Put those inside mm-hmm. your coat pocket.
Mm. That sounds good.
Dave, what do you do for a living that you get a Thursday morning off to go skiing?
I am a retired school teacher living the dream. I play golf. I go skiing. I watch my grandson a couple days a week, and it's all good.
Nice, buddy. That sounds really nice.
We kind of hate you right now.
I know. How long were you a school teacher?
Yeah. 34 years right outside of Augusta, Georgia, and then moved out here. Figured the weather was a little better, a little cooler. Got mm-hmm. all the season changes, and it's beautiful out here. We love it.
Good for you. How long have you been in Colorado?
Less than 2 years. It'll be 2 years this summer.
Yeah, good for you. It's paradise, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's really nice. I'm looking at mountains, snow-capped mountains right now. Maybe see a little wildlife today.
Yeah. You never know. You might see a moose. Solid.
Yeah, maybe. I'm impressed that you moved just 2 years ago from Georgia and you're doing double black diamonds. That's pretty good, Dave.
Well, that might have been an exaggeration. The regular blacks are enough. Double blacks are a little too much for me now.
Okay. Dude, even a black diamond, that's
strong
pretty
thighs.
Good.
He's got strong thighs.
Yeah.
I grew up skiing in Michigan. We took a little time off when we lived in Georgia, but it came back pretty quick.
Yeah, but you know, there's not real skiing in Michigan. Let's be real, dude. You got the Rocky Mountains, and then Michigan.
Yeah, they were baby hills in Michigan.
Yeah. Hey, I lived in Michigan a couple of years. I know what I'm talking about. Let's play some Rattle Off. 10 seconds.
Okay.
We might as well give you this one because it was next up on the list anyway. Five different activities you do in the snow. Five different activities in the snow. Ready? And go!
Sledding, building a snowman, skiing, cross-country skiing, and snowball fights. Is that five?
Well, our advice is always to keep going in case we throw one out. But I'd say you got
Those
five. You're a
winner! Good job, Davey boy! Well done.
All right.
Congrats.
My daughter hopes it is Taylor Swift tickets. She didn't get them. She wants Taylor Swift tickets.
Unfortunately, it's not.
It's not.
Oh, she's crying
right
now. It's
the farthest thing from Taylor Swift tickets that we could give away.
Mm-hmm. She is crying. She's got tears in her eyes. I'm wiping them with a Kleenex right now.
Well, you could buy Taylor Swift tickets.
She's a grown-ass woman. You don't need to wipe her eyes. Oh, Dave, hold on. Josh is going to come back and talk to you
hold
about
on,
your
Dave.
Prize, okay?
All right.
Okay. Hey, listen, thank you for choosing Dom and Jeremy when you moved here from the East Coast. We appreciate you very, very much. Here's Javier, who's been very nice to hold. What are you up to today?
Nothing. No, I'm driving to the doctor's office right now with my best friend and roommate. Yeah, if you want to call
Are
it.
You? Who's seeing the doctor, you or your roommate?
She is.
She is?
Is this a platonic roommate or a lover?
Yes. Yeah. First one.
I said two things, and you said yes.
Yes, both.
Yes to both. No. Platonic, and then occasionally when we have a little bit too much wine, well, somebody ends up in the other person's room.
You go at it.
Come on, Javier.
Have you thought about it at least?
Of course.
Yeah?
Well, then why don't you just make a move?
What does she think
about
that?
She might be waiting for you to do something.
Oh, Javier.
We've been around each other for 16 years.
Oh, so it's already happened.
Oh, so it has happened.
Yeah.
Oh, but now you're just, quote, friends?
Uh-huh.
What's her name?
When was the last time it happened?
Yeah.
Veronica. Oh, a while. It's been a while.
It's been a while, so you're due.
Veronica?
Yeah.
Hand the phone to Veronica, please.
She had a stroke last week, so we're going to do a follow-up.
Holy crap.
Damn.
Is she doing okay?
Yeah, she's doing great, actually.
Well, that's good.
May we speak with her?
Sure, hold on.
Okay, good. Yeah, I do.
Hello?
First of all, Veronica, are you doing okay?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, good.
That's good news.
Now, let's talk about this relationship with Javier. I understand that you guys used to be kind of lovey-dovey, and now you're just friends?
No, he's lying to you here. We were together for 10 years.
Oh.
Oh, you mean...
And then, we were in a relationship for 10 years. I broke up with him. He married some idiot.
Yep.
He just knew 2 months.
Okay.
They split up after 6 months, and then they had some issues, and then we continued our friendship after that.
Well, that's good. That's impressive you can stay friends after 10 years
together.
Where did
he meet this idiot?
Yeah, what was her deal?
I don't know. You have to ask him that.
It's kind of a fling,
Like. When we go back to him, we will have follow-up questions, because all of our listeners want to know what's going on here. So why did you take him back and let him, room with you?
Well, no, I'm rooming with him.
Well, I know, but why would you agree to do that?
Because I had nowhere else to go at the time.
Oh, well,
so he's a good guy.
He's letting you back in.
Well, it's the least he could do for leaving you.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you going to
I left him.
I know, but would you ever rekindle with him?
No. I will never be in a relationship ever again.
Well,
listen to him laughing.
Maybe not. You can't say that. Yeah. Nobody can predict the future.
You might meet somebody.
I don't want to meet nobody.
No. All right.
10 years was enough for me. I'm done.
He sounds like quite the catch. Javier ruined it for you for the rest of your life, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, good,
huh? Does he want to get back together with you?
Sounds like he does. He's sorry. He says, did he tell you he was sorry?
Yes.
Okay. But that's not good enough, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm good by myself.
I want to know what made this other woman the idiot.
I'm going to talk to her. We're going to talk to Javier about that. Veronica, all the best to you.
Yeah, good
with
luck.
Your health and everything. Now hand the phone back to old Ding back there, okay?
Okay, hold on.
Mr. Gigglebox. Boy, that's old uncomfortable for you, huh, Javier?
Where did you meet the idiot?
There's this social media site, so.
Oh, really? You were perusing the dating apps and stuff, huh?
No. No.
What was the... I don't know if I should ask.
What's the social media app where you met the... Veronica called her an idiot.
It was a site. So was it a naughty site?
Where did you meet her?
It starts with F, ends with book.
Oh, you were just on Facebook and you met her.
You didn't start, messing around with her while you were still in a relationship with Veronica, did you?
No, not at all.
Okay. No. All right. No. Why does Veronica think she was an idiot?
Because she was.
You married her, Javier, after 60 days.
I know. I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
It was passion, wasn't it? It was lust.
Yeah, it was. It was lust and passion and all that.
Like, yes, I'll marry you. Yes.
Do you stay in touch with the idiot?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. No. She moved on really fast. Yeah.
Well, that'll happen.
I bet, yeah.
Well, yeah, tried to rekindle, and then she was going out to the bars, and then she was at a bar one time, and she told me that she'd call me right back, and you guys are going to have fun with this. And it took a while to call me back, and I said, "What were you guys doing?" She said she was watching planes land.
Is that the euphemism these days? Somebody was pulling into the hangar. Is that what you're saying?
Gross. Gross. Oh, Javier, you rascal.
Do you see why we like Rattle Off so much, Javier, even if we play the game or not? Do you see why we like it?
I do. I absolutely do. I've been listening to you guys for years. And Dom, congratulations, man. I've been actually listening to you since Y108.
Holy crap, Javier.
Long time, man.
You must have been like in fourth grade or something back then.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Well, you take care of Veronica, man. You help her out, right?
You're a good man driving her for these follow-up appointments. And thank you for looking after her. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, of course, man. She's my best friend, and I couldn't, you know, I have to be there for her, you know, so.
Well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate both of you very much, and thank you for listening for so long. It means the world to me, and I know to Jeremy, too. Yeah. So
thanks, dude.
You guys have a great day, okay?
You too.
See you later.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Well, a lot of juicy stuff going on out there.
Didn't you
there?
Like that? I love talking with those two. And I love Veronica. I ain't married some idiot.
It's good stuff.
Oh, you guys are the best.